Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In her first book, Get Unstuck, transformation coach Niamh Ennis uses her own personal experience of grief. The three people closest to her died in relatively a short time, including her fiancé 4 months before their wedding. And she uses those experiences to detail how to get beyond trauma and disruptive life experiences. Niamh, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Pat. Lovely to be here.
The subtitle of the book is Ditch Your Drama and Move from Pain to Power.
Yes.
That says it all.
It does. It's quite a powerful subtitle.
Now, let us go back to your own personal grief. I mean, the idea of planning a wedding and then losing your fiancé in the most unpredictable circumstance.
Yeah. Look, it was, there's no doubt about it, it was a challenging time. And I suppose, like, I'd like to preface it by saying that what happened to me happens everybody in their lives. Like, you know, unfortunately, it is a part of life that you lose somebody close to you at some stage. What was unusual for me was that it all happened quite quickly. And then obviously, you know, losing my partner of 10 years, we'd been planning our wedding, and then 4 months just before we were due to get married, literally one day he felt unwell and three day turnaround time got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And then literally from the day he found out until the day he died, it was 10 days. So it was like very quick, very sudden.
That's incredible.
I mean, you
might expect that with something like a coronary, a stroke or something like that, but not.
No.
Something that had him operating absolutely normally, playing golf, all of that.
Very much so. And like even I say that in the book, he had just come back from a golfing holiday where he'd golfed 6 out of the 7 days and had been feeling completely fine, but obviously clearly wasn't. And so when they did their examination, they found it, and he went very quickly then after.
And you lost your parents then?
Yeah, then I lost my dad just 4 months later. So, I was very close to my dad, had a great connection with him, and so found that particularly tough. And then we lost mum then a couple of years later. So, you know, it was literally the whole family unit was gone.
Yeah. And your mother went quickly as well.
She did. A case that you gave there, she had a heart attack and then like died. She had 2 heart attacks one day and then died within 2 weeks.
And yet she was, before she died, able to chat to you and say...
Oh, very much so. Very much so. Like right up until the last day. And coincidentally, even though she lives down in Longford, she died in the same hospital as my fiancé here in Dublin. So it was all, it all came together. And
now, when you use the term unstuck, let's talk about being stuck. And I think of it of an old vinyl record.
Okay.
And
the
needle gets stuck in the groove and it goes round and repeats the phrase again and again and again.
Yeah.
And that's really how you describe your experience.
Yeah. And like that's a really good way of describing it, because when you think of grief and when you think of the process of grief or the journey of grief, it's very repetitive. And it needs to be repetitive. Like you need to go through all the motions. And for some people, it can take quite a long time, and there should never be a time frame or a deadline on grief. It takes us all different periods of time. But what I'm talking about when I realised that I was stuck was 4 or 5 years after I'd experienced my first bereavement.
But being, if you like, the focus of sympathy for others became an important part of your life. You liked being that person almost.
The reality was I actually got to a point where I didn't know who I was without the sympathy. I couldn't remember the person I was before all of this had started. And I knew that on the surface a lot had changed in that, you know, I had been very outgoing. I had been very, you know, always the organizer, always the center of attention. And then suddenly I had just become this person who everybody felt sorry for. And I'd always call it the head tilt when people would stand in front of me that tilt their head and go, but how are you? And I'd, you know, tilt my head the other way and say, oh, I'm doing okay, or as expected. And so...
So everyone is kind of playing a role.
They were.
They're doing what they feel they should do.
Yes.
Now, even though it went on for 5 years before you managed to get unstuck.
Yeah.
I mean, were people sincere when they were caring about you? Because, I mean, I presume that you still were at times the life and soul of the party.
Yeah.
No, you hadn't lost that joie de vivre.
No, I hadn't. That was inside me. But because I'd become so addicted to the drama, that was, you know, and I was living through that facade. And that's where I actually felt safest. That was the language I knew. I loved talking about what had happened. I loved when people would ask, were they sincere? I'd like to think that my close bunch of friends were. Yeah. But honestly, as anyone that is being truthful will tell you, you'll ask the question so often, but you won't want to hear the long answer every time.
Did anyone ever say to you, pull yourself together?
No, but I spoke to my... the turning point was the day I spoke to my best friend, Katrina. And I remember saying to her, I'm worried that I'm milking this. And she said, oh, God, no, you're not, of course, and with everything. But the more we talked about it, the more I could see. Well, and she started to see that actually probably I was making it.
Now, you, in what you do now, you help others.
Yeah.
Did you seek help yourself? And did you find it easy to find somebody who could help you?
That was the turning point for me. When I realised that actually I needed to change things for myself, I started then looking for professional help. And again, this was 5 years after. So 5 years of being stuck in the drama took me until
now,
then.
By the way, we should point out that grief takes many forms. It can be the grief of infertility, for example.
Definitely.
The grief of miscarriage.
Yep.
It can be the loss of a job, a career, a
the
broken relationship.
All of those. And this, you know, this same pattern. And that's what, even with this book isn't just about grief. Grief is my story. But this is a book for anyone that's experienced any of those things and are looking for a way back. But going back then to, I did go looking for professional help. I think it's quite common that it's rare you'd find the first person that you speak to being the right one. It took me until my third counsellor to find somebody I really connected with. And she was the turning point for me. She was the person that really helped me to start talking about my grief in a much more healthy way.
Yeah.
Looking at it from the outside.
So you got yourself unstuck with the help of this person. And now you're hoping to help other people get unstuck.
Yeah.
And then you changed your life entirely.
I did. And again, I didn't do that overnight. But when it felt right, all the change started happening quickly. I took a year out in Spain. I went off to search to find myself. I actually didn't find myself in Spain, but I found myself when I came back. And then I changed career. I left like the permanent pensionable job, which I know I would not have done had both my parents been alive. They wouldn't have allowed me. So I decided then at that stage that I was going to change course and that coaching was something that interested me. But I think important to say in a sense that because all of that stuff happened to me in such a short space of time and left me feeling unstuck, I was struggling and grasping to find the reason why that might have happened. I kept thinking, there has to be something that will not explain it or not even justify it, but would make sense of it. And doing this work for me makes sense of it.
Yeah. And this is now your job.
This is now my, oh God, absolutely, full time and beyond, yeah.
And beyond. Well, so you're successful in this new career, which...
I'm very happy to say I am, yeah. No, I have a lot of, I work with a lot of people on a one-to-one basis, do lots of workshops, lots of speaking. Yeah, I love it. And the writing is the passion for me within that.
Well, the book has that brilliant title, Get Unstuck, subtitled Ditch Your Drama and Move From Pain to Power. And it is published by, let's see...
Book Hub Publishing.
Book Hub Publishing. publishing.
Yeah,
it's available in all good bookshops, and its author, Niamh Sheeran-Ennis. Thank you very much, Niamh, for joining us
in
studio
today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Today.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.